Luke Patton's on the line right now. Don't know if you want to continue down this path, Luke, or maybe talk about some decisions on the weekend. The NRL's doyen of decisions joining us as always on a, well, usually a Monday, but now a Tuesday because we weren't here yesterday. How was your weekend, mate?
Oh, how good's the long weekend? I had a great long weekend, and I reckon we should push for the four-day work week and just have a long weekend every weekend.
Yeah.
Because you could just punch out 4 days knowing that you're going to get those 3 days. How good would it be?
Well, most do anyway, really.
Well, it's like the council. When you work for the council, 9-day fortnights.
Really?
They are the Mickey. So you'd get the, not that I did, but you used to get the rostered day off. The 9-day fortnights. Hey, Luke, you must have been, which camp were you in? Which foot did you have in yesterday's camp? Doggies or Dragons?
Oh, I mean, I was at the Dogs for 10 years, Fletch. I was at the Dragons for a couple. So, I'm probably more blue and white than I am red and white. But, I actually had a feeling that was coming. Mm. The Dogs haven't been, I mean, they've been pretty painful to watch all year, but they've sort of been building to something. And for some reason, the Dragons, they really struggle playing in the games that they're meant to win, I guess. So, it was a super disappointing performance by them and a pretty solid game from the Dogs. I didn't think they were great, but I think I heard you say before that the Dragons' defence sort of made the decisions for the Dogs to run, you know. So, yeah.
What about what's happening at the Dragons at the moment? Just if you want to touch on this with Corey Norman. Everyone found out at halftime yesterday. Obviously, Corey Norman, he didn't walk in the dressing room and get told by Griffin at halftime, "Oh, by the way, mate, you're not sticking around next year." He would have been told, obviously, through the week. And Matt Duffy, that situation. Does that ripple through the rest of the dressing room? And is that a possible reason for that performance yesterday?
Oh, if you're looking for excuses, I think you could use it. But, I mean, I think Duffy, the week after they sort of said he wasn't required, he came out and had a man of the match performance. And that's, you know, as a professional footballer, you're still putting yourself in the shop window for a club for the next season. So, you know, I think you owe it to yourself and to the club that are paying your bills at the moment to be professional about it and still turn up every week and get it done. So, yeah, I think that's a bit of a cop-out, to be honest.
Lukey P. Now,
when was the last time you were called Lukey P?
I don't know. I like to mix it up. It's a Tuesday. It's a long weekend. What about the Kobe Hetherington send-off? So, There's a couple of fans of the Brisbane Broncos. They were out there. They were quite vocal on social media. And then on the next night, on the Sunday, Mike Acevo does something horrendous and he gets 10 minutes in the sin bin. Can you understand why fans would be disillusioned with this new send-off / 10-minute sin bin, Lukey P?
100%, Fletch. And we've spoken about it before, the inconsistencies around, as you said, whether it's a send-off, a sin bin, maybe nothing happens, it's a penalty on field, and then that's it. So I think, you know, what I would say to that is what I do each week, I go on the NRL app and listen to Graeme Annesley's. He usually does a 30 or 40-minute bit talking about topical things out of the game, and I think he spoke about a few of these this week. And obviously, he doesn't support a team. He just calls it how it is. And I think in those situations, the bunker officials have to make a split-second call. You know, they might get a couple of replays to look at these tackles. A guy might be knocked out or leave the field or whatever, and they've got to make a call, Fletch. So I don't think you can be too hard on them for that, but certainly I can understand where fans are coming from with the inconsistencies around when a guy's sent off, and he ends up getting a pretty low charge, and then the Sevo one, he gets a higher charge and stays on the field or whatever. So, that's something that sort of needs to be tweaked, I think, and it's still going to be an ongoing thing.
When they had this, it was like a double demerits blitz when the police over the long weekend just go nuts and, book everyone. When this started with the high shots on Magic Round, the common conception was that, they're just going to go nuts on it for 2 weeks and then it's going to be watered down. We'll get back to normal when the stir dies down in a few weeks' time. Is this the stir dying down? Is this like, we're being a bit more less judgmental on the ones that perhaps shouldn't be punished really harshly? Or do you think that they're going to maintain the level at which it started at in terms of high shots going forward?
I think it's a little bit different, Adam, to be honest. Like, I watched Origin the other night, and how many times did you see a good low tackle from, like, a Cam Murray or a Jake Dvojevic? Like, obviously, they're the best players in the game, and they've adapted quickly to it. I think there has been a change from the players, and even in some of the NRL games, you see a lot more tackles where they're cutting the blokes in half, where you go, "Ooh, that's a good shot," you know. And there's no doubt they need it to be more rewarded for those low tackles, and that's probably going to be something going forward for the game to probably sort out. But I don't think there's been any slackening off. As far as the match review, we've certainly charged a lot less people this week, but I think that's because teams are adapting. And, you know, even over the weekend, some players were sort of going high, but they pull their arm straight back to lessen that contact as well. Or you'll see a player filthy that he's slipped up a bit high. So I certainly think, you know, even in a few weeks' time, we might even have less again from that. The bigger issue for me, and I've mentioned it before, is the players staying down to get the penalty. I think at the moment that's probably the biggest issue around it.
Yeah, which was always going to happen. Always going to happen. Just on the match review then, so what, you're getting like 50% less, are you, than that Magic Round weekend in front of you to judge?
Oh, yeah, there would be less. I would definitely say less. And I think the highest we got up to the last few weeks was in the 20s, the high 20s as far as charges. And this week it's 12. So, and I can tell you that's certainly not because we're going any lighter or anything. I just think it's the fact that the players have adapted. So, you know, when they're talking about it as teams, they obviously don't want to leave their team short, and they've made those changes.
What about in Origin? Is it because the players are of a higher standard, or did you think the referees adjudicated a little bit lighter? Because we didn't see many penalties in the game. It was great. It was end-to-end. It was end-to-end for us, for the Blues, but we didn't see many high-tackle shots reported.
Yeah, I think it was both, Fletch. I think it was you're obviously dealing with the best players in the game, being able to change what they're doing, you know, really quickly. But I also think, you know, and we've spoken about it, you spoke about it last week, where hopefully the Origin gets refereed a little bit different, and maybe there was a slight softening of some of the high tackles. And as you said, it did, you know, it lent itself to a much free-flowing sort of game of footy, a much better game of footy.
Now, Jenna, we've got a question here from Dana. So Dana's saying, my husband has been asking me if it's okay if I wear adult nappies, not because of anything to do with his bodily fluids, but he finds it's a turn on. What should I do?
What?
This is a text from Dana. I don't know what to say to that. What should Dana do?
Well, yeah, I mean, if her husband likes it and it saves her going to the toilet all the time as well, I guess maybe she's a gamer, Fletch, and she sits up playing video games or something. I don't know. But if it's working for everyone, then leave it as it is, I guess.
No, I don't think it's – I think it's the husband or the partner. He wants to wear them not because of
– functionality.
Incontinence.
Yeah.
It's more he wants to be treated like a baby. That's what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah, right.
Wants to be breastfed and all that sort of stuff.
Tricky one, I don't know. You know, whatever people want to do at home behind closed doors is their business, Fletch. Mm. So if,
that's why you're the doyen of decisions. You just come out with... I mean, do you have any interest in the diaper use?
No. I'm actually happy that I'm past the diaper use. Personal use, I'm talking about my kids. They're past that, and I'm not looking to go back to diapers.
How good
or
is
have
it?
Anything to do with them again. It's so good.
Toilet
you
training.
Forget how bad it is. Once
toilet
it's gone,
training is the
it?
Worst. Yeah. That's the pits of parenthood. Easily.
Oh, when we were kids, did we have?
I don't know.
We must have had
cloth.
Cloth, didn't we?
We did cloth for the first three kids of ours.
Why?
I don't know. Just environment. Be okay. Nice.
That's good.
It was a pain in the ass, but it was good. They didn't get a pain
in
the ass.
Yeah, that's a lot of cleaning.
It was a lot of cleaning. It wasn't that bad, but it wasn't that easy.
Hey, General, do you have an A grader just before we let you go? Because Lee here, she says an A grade nomination is anyone who has a tissue box on their dashboard. Lee from Kelly, well, that's spot on.
No, I heard the one earlier, whereas the car park one where people get in their cars or they know you're there waiting and they go, oh, no, I'm not leaving or whatever. But even that one, was it Gibbo? That was talking about, or Brooksy, about the old mate trying to get on his Wi-Fi. What's going on there?
That was Brooksy. Yeah, the airdrop message. Give me your hotspot.
Pretty random.
Yeah, and not even like you could almost pass it as fair enough for having a go if it said hi, could I please, thanks, blah blah. But it was just a straight up, give me your hotspot.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Yeah,
right.
Not even a please or a thank you. That's probably my biggest one, Fletch. I'm big on manners, and I just really does my head in when someone forgets their please or thank yous. You know, it's only it's such a small thing, but it gets you a long way, doesn't it?
Yeah, but what about when they go the opposite way and they're too over the top? Oh, thank you very much. Oh, please, you are so great. You know, there's a fine line with going over the top. Just say thanks.
Well, what about when you get called champ? What about that one?
Yeah, and you know what? The other thing I don't like. I don't like getting called mate.
Oh,
sorry, mate.
No,
well, mate's better than champ.
Buddy, you like buddy?
Buddy,
buddy, yeah, buddy's not good.
Buddy, buddy, champ.
What about dickhead? I get called that a lot.
Yeah, wonder why.
At home.
Wonder why. What else is on for the rest of the week, General?
No, just plugging away work-wise. I think, NRL working Friday night and ripping into that. But, yeah, there's not a lot else happening, really. Just, the long weekend's going to seem a long way away tomorrow, I guess. And, just get on with it. Plug away. Mm. Looking forward to the Origin 2. I think, it'll be a different sort of game. That was not what we were all expecting game one. But I think game two will be a lot tighter. And, it'll be interesting to see what happens.
I hope not. I hope they get pumped again.
Yeah, so do I. But I've got a feeling. I'm with you, General. I just... Harry Grant, another week under his belt. Cameron Munster.
But I'm telling you, how can they counteract those three game breakers in the back line? The three of the back
line. Well, I think that what they would have done in the past is they would have played dirty, wouldn't they? And now that that's taken out of the game, as far as the, you know, no fighting, the grubbiness, the speed of the game doesn't allow you to do any of that. So it's sort of... I don't know. They're going to have to come up with a different sort of plan, I guess.
Yeah, no, you're spot on. All right, we're going to let you go, General. But before you go, this is Daniel from Adelaide, and he just says, I've thought about wearing adult nappies when on the PI55 at sporting events so I don't have to go to the toilet and miss any of the action. Bedroom diaper, however, is a bit how you're going. So, General, they're out there, and they love your work. So well done. Have a great week.
Thanks for having me, boys. Cheers.
Good on you, General.
He had nothing to do with the diaper, and you brought him in it as if it was his idea.
No, I was just saying he was given the instructions, but it's out there. There is an underground cult of adult bedroom diaper wearers, and I love it.
Great to know.